Welcome to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. I'm Danelle Couch, Marketing Director at FCA. At Fairfield Christian Academy, we equip preschool through 12th grade students with a biblical worldview to impact our community as passionate ambassadors for Christ. Over 400 students from 7 surrounding counties and 70 different area churches make up our FCA family. FCA is conveniently located in Lancaster and proud to partner with parents to pursue excellence and build character. I'm excited for you to hear some of the great things going on at FCA. And now here's our host, FCA high school student, Lydia Smith.
Hi, I'm Abby Nielsen, and with me today is FCA elementary principal, Mrs. Patinsky. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
So, what brought you to FCA?
When my children were young, my husband was relocated for his job here to Central Ohio. And, of course, one of the biggest concerns we had was finding a Christian school for our children because they were in a Christian school, and that's where we wanted to keep them. And so I started looking at schools, and I looked at a lot of private Christian schools in our area, and the Lord just kept bringing me back to Fairfield. We really, really liked, you know, what we saw here. The teachers seemed genuine, and they seemed very dedicated. And most importantly, the school's values really aligned with our own. And we really knew that this was the place for us.
That's really cool. So how would you say FCA has affected you and your family?
FCA has had a huge influence on both me and on my family. First, and I think, of course, most importantly, FCA has provided a wonderful foundation for my children, not only academically, but also spiritually. It was great to send them to school here and to know that the values that my husband and I established at home were going to be supported here at school and in their education. And I believe that they also received just quality academic instruction. The teachers are so dedicated to what they're doing, and they're willing to go the extra mile to be sure that all of their students understand. And my children benefited from that when they needed extra instruction or they needed help with something. The teachers were always right there to help them and make sure that they did their best and could really succeed. And so it's been huge with my own children, but FCA has also had a great impact on my own life. As I was watching my children here and they were thriving and doing very, very well, God started to really place it on my heart to become part of what was happening here. And so I caught the vision, and I went back to school. And I finished my education degree that I had started, and I was blessed to be able to begin working here as a teacher.
So how long have you been teaching at FCA?
Well, I started at FCA in 2005, and I taught English and social studies, mainly at 7th and 8th grade level. And I think it was about 9 years.
That's really cool. So you're not teaching right now?
Nope. Several years ago, I went back to school again, and I completed my master's degree, and I made a transition, and I'm now serving as the elementary principal and the curriculum director. One of the things I just really love about my job and about education in general is just getting to work with teachers and help them find resources to help each and every one of their students be successful. As we all know, every child is just a little bit different. So as teachers, we're constantly needing to find ways to reach each child and to make sure that, you know, everyone is making progress and striving towards success.
How is the curriculum chosen at FCA?
Well, that's an interesting question, Abby. First of all, I think most people think curriculum is a textbook, and that is true, but curriculum is really way more than that. It's a collection of resources, and it's everything that's available to the teacher to help her teach. We do use textbooks, of course, but we also use computer software and supplemental resources, literature, we use websites, and all of these things combined create a curriculum. And they're used depending on the teacher's goals, whatever it is that she is trying to accomplish. To me, our most important resource, however, is the teacher. FCA's teachers are dedicated to what they do, and they're always trying to find whatever it is that they need to help their students succeed.
That's really cool. So what is it that you love most about working here at FCA?
I would say the thing that I love the most about being here is that FCA really is a family. Our teachers, our students, our parents are constantly working together to make FCA a great place. There's a tremendous sense of community here because the students feel supported by their teachers, and the teachers know that they have the support of the parents. And when there's some kind of need, everybody really pitches in to get things done.
That's really cool. So is there something that you've experienced here that you have never experienced before?
Well, all of my teaching experience has been at FCA, so I can't really compare our school to any other schools as a teacher. But I can say that something I think really sets us apart and makes FCA a special place is the number of people who are committed to what we're doing here. Recently in the elementary office, we asked teachers to share things that they were thankful for this Thanksgiving season. And one of the things I said was that I'm thankful for all of the people who work together to make FCA the best it can be. The teachers, parents, students, the coaches, the music and art teachers, the building staff, the office staff, everyone is dedicated to making FCA a great place for kids to go to school. And I think that's something very special, and I think that's something that doesn't happen too often. So I think it really sets us apart as a school.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. So what's your favorite memory here at FCA?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I have lots of memories from all of my time at FCA. Some of my best memories come from teaching, of course. I was able to take the 8th grade students to Washington, D.C. many times, and I loved those trips because they really gave me a chance to see our students get to experience our great capital. But in my new role, in the elementary part of our school, I'm also making new memories every day. I'm learning that little ones say some pretty cute things, and those are becoming my memories. For example, just the other day, a kindergarten student made me chuckle. Just before new students start school, one of the final things we do is sit down together with the students and the parents, and we have what we call a family interview so that we can, you know, make sure that there's no unanswered questions and everybody's ready to go. And this little kindergartner passed me in the hallway and said, "Hey, I know you. You were at my job interview." And that that really made me laugh. So I think there's constantly going to be an opportunity to make new memories in my new role.
What types of events are happening in the elementary?
Oh, my goodness. There are constantly things happening in the elementary. That's one of the things that I really enjoy. One of the things we just recently did was we voted on our favorite component of Thanksgiving dinner. So we had pictures up on the wall of all the main parts. We had stuffing and pumpkin pie and turkey and cranberry sauce and rolls and green bean casserole and, of course, mashed potatoes and gravy. And the students voted, and the big winner was pumpkin pie. So there's always something of that like that going on that they really enjoy. But there's just a whole host of events coming up. Tomorrow, actually, at 10 o'clock, the school is participating in the Lancaster Holiday Parade. So we'll have students participating in that. I believe our bus is going to be making an appearance. Coming up on December 4th, our students in the elementary are going to have the chance, if they choose to dress up as their favorite book character. And that is in preparation for our big book fair on December the 5th. We have our book fair in a little unique format here at FCA. We partner with Barnes & Noble in Pickerington, and we have events going on in the store all day on December the 5th, and then we also have an opportunity to support the school through our online purchases throughout the whole week. So from anything purchased from December the 5th through the December the 10th, the school benefits from. So that's kind of an interesting aspect to our book fair. Something else we have coming up is in December we're going to be doing a Play-Doh drive. Discovered that Children's Hospital likes to have certain things on hand to help their patients and children that are in the hospital or in waiting rooms in the doctor's office. And last year we collected several hundred stuffed animals that we donated.
Oh, that is so cool.
So, yeah, that was great fun. And Mr. Bowers, who is our chaplain, took all of those stuffed animals over to Children's Hospital. And so this year we hope to bless them with a whole load full of Play-Doh. And it's something that our students really enjoy. We watched the pile of stuffed animals grow last year, and we're hoping to watch the Tower of Play-Doh grow this year. So we're really excited about that. Trying to think what else. We have the Secret Christmas Shop coming up, where our littlest students get to shop for their family members. So they have an opportunity to buy something for mom and dad and have it wrapped in advance, so it'll be a surprise, just like other presents on at Christmas time. So that's something very exciting as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
You are welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right. And for FCA Media, I'm Abby Nielsen.
Thank you for tuning in to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. For more information about FCA, please visit us at fairfieldchristianacademy.com. To schedule a tour and get an up-close look at FCA, including our state-of-the-art facilities, our award-winning teachers, and our exceptional students, please call us at 740-654-2889. Fairfield Christian Academy, where we are pursuing excellence and building character.